Johnson's team had a 63-35 win against Troy, a team that had beaten them in that classic overtime game a year ago that was so frustrating for Robinson. And Troy, obviously, is still a really good football team. Tommy, you and I spoke last week prior to your game, and I asked you, I said, hey, are you better this year? And obviously you are, and you felt really good about your team. They're very explosive. Why are you better?
Yeah, I think number one is when you have a group, we have 30 seniors. We have a team roster of 37 kids and 30 were seniors. And, you know, 14 of these kids started as sophomores. When, you know, we struggled that year. I think we won two games that year. And so their experience, they've been here, they've done that, and they've sort of dedicated themselves to being, you know, great teammates and to effort. And, you know, we've got five pillars that we've stood on for the last, you know, 6 months. And they're doing all the things that we need to do to be successful. And so it's been a pretty good start for us.
Tommy, I know that you know, a couple of years ago I did one of your games, and you're kind of lamenting your defense. And in the last couple of years, it looks like you have stepped that up, including this year. What's been the key to turning that part of your team around?
Well, it's our second year in the system. You know, we hired Robert Rubel 2 years ago. He came in as a defense coordinator, and he's done a wonderful job. And the kids have bought into the system. And, you know, the main thing that I see is we got 11 kids that run to the football. They play extremely hard. They play great assignment football, and they're very unselfish. You know, you wouldn't think that, you know, defensively being unselfish is a big thing, but it is. And so kids are giving up, you know, making plays to being sure they're doing their assignment to close gaps down. And so all the little things that they need to do that they're doing, and then they're running football, and we're not missing near as many tackles as we have in the past.
You have a quarterback to put up massive numbers in that win with Troy. Jordan Rogers had a heck of a game in receiving as well. Give me a little bit of what McHenry brings to the table and what you've seen from him as he's progressed to where he is today.
Yeah, he's had a great start. You know, first of all, he's a student game, and he can take coaching pretty hard. I've been pretty hard on him. I'm not the easiest coach on quarterbacks, and good dating all the way back to my son and all those others that we've had. But, you know, he's got a tremendous arm, number one. So we have the ability now to really stretch the field. And so he has a tremendous arm, good awareness. He throws a good football, and then he has the ability to run it. And so one thing we're able to do against Troy is I think he threw for about 350 and ran for 220. And so when you're able in a spread offense, be able to throw it down the field, and then your quarterback can run a bit as well, that's a pretty good little tandem that makes it tough to defend.
Why are you so hard on quarterbacks?
You know, I don't know. I think because they usually get all the glory. They're the ones that you know, their names are in the newspaper, or David Smoke is talking about them, or whatever the case may be. And so I guess for me, that the rest of the team needs to see that they're held to a much higher standard. And you know, and we put a lot on our quarterbacks in our system. They have a lot of freedom in our system with what we do. And so, you know, my expectation is for them to be great. And if they're not, then we're going to keep pushing them till they are.
Well, Fairfield just came off a nice win against Athens.
Yeah.
You guys are off to a 3-0 start. Whitney with Devin Wilson and company, you have next. Conley had the nice signature win against China Spring, and they are feeling as if this might be their best team in a long time. Ray Biles bounced back from the early loss to China Spring with a couple of clutch wins with Franklin and on the road against Lampasas. Well, Salado, 2-1. Mejia had a nice win earlier this year with Frank Sandoval, and they're trying to get – and I didn't forget about Madisonville. There's no chance that anyone runs that district, is there?
I don't think so. I mean, is it possible? Yes. You know, you got Conley sitting over there with six Division I kids that are going to play for Washington and a couple for Oklahoma State and North Texas. And, you know, but it'll be tough. You have seven tremendous football teams, and you know, to go undefeated would be really, really tough. So, you know, anybody that has a great start, it's good. It's fun to be 3-0. It's fun to be 2-1. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because, you know, for some of these teams next week, they start district. We fortunately have a bye, but every week is important. And so you better be able to bring it. It's going to be some good football, be a lot of good football for people to watch.
Have you seen any change? You just won 63-35 with a bunch of yards, hundreds of yards of offense, and that happened a lot around the state. But it does seem to me that there's a little bit of a change in the way the game is played. It's still open. Wide open at times. Rushing yards are still huge as much as passing yards with the way the offenses are being played. But do you see the defenses or the game or even some coaches offensively starting to maybe change a little bit?
Yeah, I think there is some of that. I think the game is it's sort of cyclical, man. You know, it's, you know, 12 to, you know, 11, 13, whatever, 14 years ago, whatever. You know, you didn't see much of a spread offense. You didn't see much of the, you know, tempo, and then everybody got tempo, and now that's not quite as big a deal. And, you know, another factor that I see taking place is with a lot of the new rules in place, it's changing things, even offensively, you know, not being able to cut in certain ways downfield and not being able to, you know, block a defender, not be able to crack back with receivers and, you know, and not being able to tackle certain ways. So, you know, the game has definitely changed a little bit. And, you know, and I think some of the physicality out of the interior box is really changing. I think that's changed the game some.
Well, anything else? All right, Tommy, thank you. I know you have practice. Thanks for jumping on with us right
you
before
bet.
You start. Appreciate it. Tommy Allison, head football coach at Robinson 3-0. They host